We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
There was a song written by Frankie Beverly and Mays. The song was entitled Love is the Key. I'm sure we all remember it. When the song was played, we were ready to dance to it, but we didn't take the time to listen to the words. Love is the key to life, the thing that makes it right. Why can't we be one? I'll never know. Love is the key this time, and there's no doubt in my mind. If you really want to be free, love is the key. Love is the key that's so real. It's the kind of thing you feel. We can make things nice if we let it be. Love is the key, you know, I'm right. Oh, it makes you feel so dynamite. If you really want to be free, love is the key. Frankie Beverly said it that way, but here's where he discovered it. In 1 John chapter 1, verses 11 through 24, God said, "For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another." What Frankie said was not new. He discovered for himself what God said in the beginning, and he accepted this truth. How many times have you sung these lyrics and not practiced its truth? Love is the key, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be free of self and the sin nature. No one else has you in prison. We have locked ourselves in the maximum security prison of hate, selfishness, gossip, backbiting, always looking to get over, wanting what someone else has, complaining, and so much more. Love will unlock those doors so you can experience the great life God has predestined for you. Love does not cost us anything, but it costs Jesus his life. If you really want to be free, do this. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Number two, let him teach you how to love yourself. Number three, take advantage of the freedom to love others. If you would do this and practice it daily, you will begin to live a totally different life. You will experience the greatest gift God gave to man, love in the face of Jesus Christ. Today was created for you to take advantage of this opportunity to love. Whatever you're doing right now, stop after listening to this and say these words. God, I accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me for my sins. Now show me the will of God for my life. I am ready to love. If you have said these words, you are now in the family of God. You don't have to tarry for the Holy Spirit. He comes the very moment you said the aforementioned from your heart. If you said these words, go to our website, www.tonyhareministries.com, and enter your email. I will email you and send you some more material so that you might be able to continue your new journey. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.